from service providers to technology innovators, repositioning LSPs in the AI era. By Giovanna Patruno. What if language service providers, LSPs, stopped thinking of themselves as service companies and started operating as technology companies? What fundamental shifts might occur in how they develop products, engage with clients, structure their organizations, and create value in the marketplace? The language services industry is at a critical inflection point. For decades, LSPs have built their identities around human expertise, skilled linguists, project managers, and cultural consultants who bridge communication gaps across borders. This service-oriented self-perception has shaped everything from organizational structures and hiring practices to client relationships and pricing models. But as neural machine translation MT and artificial intelligence AI, language technologies rapidly mature, this traditional self-definition appears increasingly at odds with market realities. When clients engage an LSP today, they aren't merely purchasing human translations. They're accessing sophisticated technological ecosystems that include MT engines, terminology management systems, content connectors, and analytics platforms, all orchestrated through complex workflows. This technological transformation invites a bold question. If your company's value increasingly derives from the technology you've developed, and if your competitive differentiation increasingly depends on technological innovation, are you still fundamentally a service provider? Or has your company evolved into something else entirely, a specialized technology enterprise whose expertise happens to focus on language? The implications of this reframing extend far beyond semantics or branding. They represent a strategic imperative that may well determine which LSPs thrive in the AI era and which find themselves gradually marginalized. This paradigm shift in self-perception could fundamentally reshape value propositions, organizational structures, talent strategies, and communication approaches, both within organizations and throughout the marketplace. The case for repositioning. The traditional LSP business model faces mounting pressures from multiple directions. Enterprise clients increasingly view translation as a commodity, putting downward pressure on margins for conventional language work. Technology giants continue expanding their MT offerings, capturing market share at the lower end while gradually improving quality across more complex content types. Client expectations for speed, scalability, and integration capabilities have risen dramatically, often exceeding what traditional service-oriented operations can deliver. What clients now expect from an LSP goes far beyond human translation. They're buying into an integrated tech ecosystem, including MT engines, terminology management, content connectors, and analytics, all running through streamlined, often automated workflows. The line between language services and language technology is no longer clear-cut. It's steadily blurring as the two become increasingly interdependent. By repositioning as technology companies rather than service providers, forward-thinking LSPs can command higher valuations, as technology companies typically enjoy multiples several times greater than service businesses. They can attract technology-focused talent that might otherwise gravitate toward software companies. The conversation with clients shifts from cost per word to value-based models. LSPs can create defensible intellectual property IP through proprietary algorithms, platforms, and data assets while establishing recurring revenue streams through technology licensing and subscriptions. Importantly, this pivot doesn't mean leaving linguistic expertise behind. It means elevating it, embedding that expertise in technological frameworks that expand its reach and impact. The most successful LSPs will be those that see technology not as a threat to their core competencies, but as a way to scale and sharpen them. From documents to dynamic interactions. Language technology is moving beyond static document translation and into the fabric of real-time global communication. It's now embedded in the tools that businesses use every day, video conferencing platforms with live translation, collaboration tools with multilingual support, and customer relationship management in which client interactions are automatically translated. Language services are shifting from standalone projects to continuous, integrated capabilities within business infrastructure. This evolution also extends to immersive experiences. AI now powers multilingual conferences, enhances virtual/augmented reality environments with live translation, and enables voice assistants to support global events. Increasingly, language tech is becoming invisible, embedded into operating systems, productivity tools, and content platforms. For LSPs, this presents both a challenge and an opportunity, staying relevant while powering the systems that clients rely on. Leading LSPs have embraced this shift by developing application programming interface API-driven platforms that can be easily integrated into client systems, positioning themselves not as external service providers, but as essential technology partners who provide the language layer that runs quietly but critically behind the scenes of global business. From linguistic outputs to business outcomes. A compelling value proposition articulates how an organization creates distinctive value for specific customer segments. For LSPs repositioning as tech companies, that value must strike a balance between technical capability and linguistic expertise. Traditional LSP value propositions emphasize linguistic quality, cultural nuance, and subject matter expertise. While these features remain essential, tech-oriented LSPs must go further. Their value now includes transforming business processes through intelligent language automation, delivering data-driven insights from multilingual content, and integrating smoothly with client tech stacks. They offer scalable solutions that handle fluctuating volumes without sacrificing quality, and adaptive workflows that fine-tune human-machine collaboration by content type. This shift reframes the conversation from accurate translations delivered on time to enabling global business strategy through intelligent language technology. The LSP becomes a strategic partner, not just a service vendor. Differentiation in a crowded market. With technology adoption now table stakes, LSPs must go beyond simply using existing tools. True differentiation comes from building a unique tech identity and making strategic choices about where to innovate, which client problems to solve, and which capabilities to own. The strongest value propositions will sit at the intersection of advanced technology and deep linguistic expertise, positioning the LSP as neither a pure service provider nor a generic tech vendor, but rather as a specialized technology company focused exclusively on solving complex language challenges. This differentiation acknowledges that while AI capabilities are increasingly accessible to all, the expertise to apply them within specific linguistic and business contexts remains rare and highly valuable. Domain-specific AI capabilities. Generic MT is improving, but it still misses the mark in specialized domains. Forward-looking LSPs can differentiate themselves by building domain-specific AI systems tailored to specific industries, content types, or communication contexts. For example, a healthcare-focused LSP might train neural networks on medical terminology and regulatory documentation, whereas a marketing-oriented provider might optimize for brand voice and tone. This approach turns a traditional strength, subject matter expertise, into a tech differentiator. It leverages proprietary linguistic data in ways that generic tech providers can't, embedding domain knowledge directly into algorithms and training processes. Integration architectures and ecosystems. As enterprises continue their digital transformation, they seek language technologies that plug directly into their existing technology stacks. LSPs that build robust integration architectures capable of connecting language capabilities with content management systems, marketing automation platforms, e-commerce engines, learning management systems, and other enterprise technologies gain a serious competitive advantage. Leading LSPs are launching open APIs, connector libraries, and integration hubs that turn their platforms into linguistic operating systems. This elevates them from peripheral vendors to essential parts of the client's tech stack. Data intelligence and multilingual analytics. One of the most under-leveraged assets LSPs possess is multilingual data. LSPs that process content across languages accumulate vast datasets about terminology usage, content performance, audience engagement patterns, and cross-cultural communication dynamics. LSPs that build analytics tools around this data unlock new value for clients. They can help brands understand which messages resonate where, spot emerging trends, and guide global strategy with real-time, data-driven insights. This elevates the LSP from a service provider to a strategic advisor on global communication. Human-AI symbiosis. Traditional LSPs and tech giants often treat humans and AI as either slash or. The most innovative LSPs focus on how they work together. They're creating workflows where linguists train AI on client needs, AI routes content by complexity, and humans focus on high-value tasks while AI handles repetitive ones. These collaborative approaches, in which both human and machine learn and improve, create smarter processes. These LSPs aren't offering just human or machine translation. They're designing intelligent systems where both contribute optimally throughout the content lifecycle. Proprietary technology assets. The most defensible differentiator? Building your own tech. LSPs transitioning into tech firms are investing in proprietary platforms, algorithms, and tools that can't be easily copied by competitors. This includes custom neural architectures, domain-specific training methods, annotation systems, quality algorithms, and workflow engines. These assets create sustainable advantage and tangible IP. They also make the LSP's tech-first identity real for clients, staff, and investors alike. Overcoming internal resistance. Successfully repositioning an LSP as a technology company begins with internal transformation. Leadership must clearly articulate this new direction to employees, providing both the strategic rationale and practical guidance on what it means for daily operations. This transition will inevitably encounter resistance, particularly from long-serving employees whose identity and skills are tied to traditional service models. Common concerns include fear of job displacement as automation increases, anxiety about new skill requirements and performance expectations, skepticism about the organization's commitment to linguistic quality, and concerns about cultural changes as technology personnel join the team. Addressing these concerns requires transparent communication about how human expertise remains central to the organization's value, even as its application evolves. Leaders should emphasize that technology augments rather than replaces human linguists, enabling them to focus on higher value work while automation handles routine tasks. The narrative should not be one of machines replacing humans, but of humans and machines collaborating in new and more powerful ways. Articulating the new positioning. Once internal alignment is in place, LSPs must turn outward and clearly communicate their repositioning to clients, prospects, partners, and investors. This starts with a clear messaging framework, one that explains the market forces driving change, highlights the company's unique technology capabilities, and connects those capabilities to tangible client benefits. Case studies, successful implementations, and a consistent emphasis on the continuing role of human expertise should back up the message. This framework should shape all outward-facing content, from websites and marketing materials to sales presentations and responses to requests for proposals. Consistency across these channels reinforces the new positioning and helps shift how the market sees the organization over time. Client education is equally essential. Many still view LSPs through a traditional service lens and may not immediately understand the value of a tech-first approach. To shift that perception, LSPs must invest in proactive education, executive briefings to explain evolving language technology trends, interactive workshops to showcase new capabilities, and case studies that quantify business impact. Consultative discovery sessions can further tailor opportunities to each client's needs. These efforts position the LSP not as a tactical vendor, but as a strategic advisor. They also create new engagement paths with senior decision makers who might not have previously considered language services critical. The human element in a tech-driven future. As LSPs lean into tech, they must not lose what has always set them apart: human expertise. The future belongs to those who blend AI with human intelligence. Linguists bring what machines can't: context, cultural nuance, ethical judgment, and creativity. These distinctly human strengths become more valuable as routine tasks become automated. The most successful LSPs will elevate their experts, positioning them not as production resources, but as knowledge workers who use technology to deliver insights and solutions. This blended approach, sometimes called augmented translation or human-in-the-loop AI, is the optimal path forward. It acknowledges both how AI is reshaping the industry and its current limitations. It recognizes that clients don't ultimately care about whether a human or machine performed a particular task. They care about receiving accurate, culturally appropriate content that advances their business objectives. Looking ahead, repositioning LSPs as technology companies is not only a survival tactic, but also a chance to redefine the role of language expertise in an AI-driven world. By clearly articulating this new value first internally to align teams and then externally to shift market perception, forward-thinking LSPs can move beyond traditional boundaries and become key players in their clients' global tech ecosystems. Those who succeed in this transformation will be valued not only for their services, but also for the IP and technology they've built. They'll shift from being interchangeable vendors to strategic innovation partners with a clear competitive edge that's hard to replicate. The future belongs not to LSPs that resist change, nor to those that merely adopt it. It belongs to those who make it the core of a new identity, one that merges linguistic tradition with technical innovation. In this new paradigm, language expertise doesn't fade. Rather, it finds new expressions and applications through technological enablement. For LSP leaders, the real question isn't whether to embrace technology, but how to do it in ways that reflect their unique strengths and meet real client needs. Those who move forward with clarity, courage, and honesty will be best positioned to lead in a rapidly transforming industry. This article was written by Giovanna Petruno, a brand communication consultant. With over 2 decades of experience in localization and content strategy, she helps B2B technology companies showcase their unique value and insights in order to build trust, drive influence, and support long-term global growth. Originally published in Multilingual Magazine, issue 243, August 2025,